Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Winners Take All, The Elite Charade of Changing the World by Anand Giridharadas, is a critique of modern philanthropy and the culture of elite do-gooding that has grown alongside extreme inequality. Drawing on reporting and public episodes from conferences, foundations, corporate initiatives, and the broader thought leader circuit, the book argues that many high-status efforts to solve social problems are designed to preserve the very arrangements that produce those problems. Giridharadas explores how wealthy donors, celebrated CEOs, and influential institutions champion market-friendly solutions, innovation talk, and inspiring narratives while resisting structural reforms like stronger regulation, higher taxes, or expanded labor power. The result, he suggests, is a comforting story in which the winners can be seen as saviors rather than beneficiaries of an unequal system. The book invites readers to question who gets to define progress, which solutions are treated as legitimate, and how the language of change can become a shield against real accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central thesis, doing good as a strategy to avoid changing the rules. A key idea in the book is that elite-led social change often functions less as transformation and more as a form of system maintenance. Giridharadas argues that many initiatives promoted by the wealthy and powerful aim to address symptoms while leaving underlying power relations intact. When social problems are framed as technical challenges to be fixed with apps, metrics, or small-scale pilots, deeper questions about wages, monopoly power, campaign finance, labor rights, and taxation are pushed aside. The book highlights how this approach creates a safe zone for the winners. They can fund solutions that do not threaten their interests, win public admiration, and keep decision-making authority in private hands. This is not presented as a conspiracy, so much as a pattern shaped by incentives, networks, and social norms in elite spaces. The broader implication is that society may become dependent on voluntary benevolence rather than democratic governance. Readers are urged to examine whether a proposed fix shifts power toward affected communities or merely polishes the image of those already on top. Secondly, the rise of market world solutions and the limits of philanthrocapitalism. Giridharadas scrutinizes the belief that business methods and market logic are inherently superior tools for solving public problems. In the world he describes, social impact is treated like a product category, and success is measured through growth narratives, disruption metaphors, and return on investment thinking. The book questions whether problems rooted in exploitation or political imbalance can be solved by the same market forces that helped create them. When donors and executives champion win-win solutions, initiatives that require redistribution, regulation, or constraints on profit may be dismissed as unrealistic or divisive. The critique extends to philanthrocapitalism, the idea that large-scale giving can substitute for public policy. Philanthropy may be generous, but it is also discretionary, shaped by donor preferences, and often insulated from democratic oversight. The book presses readers to notice how private giving can set agendas, elevate certain voices, and sideline others. It also suggests that the celebration of heroic givers can normalize the accumulation that made such giving possible in the first place. Thirdly, elite idea spaces, how conferences and networks shape what change is allowed to mean. Another major topic is the social ecosystem in which influential people gather to discuss fixing society. Giridharadas examines how high-profile events, invitation-only forums, and prestige networks create a shared language of optimism, innovation, and pragmatism. These spaces reward proposals that sound bold yet remain compatible with existing hierarchies. Participants may sincerely care, but the norms of the room can narrow the range of acceptable ideas, making structural critiques feel impolite, extreme, or unhelpful. The book emphasizes how the choreography of these environments encourages feel-good consensus, personal storytelling, and brand-friendly messages over conflict and accountability. By shaping which experts are amplified and which solutions gain legitimacy, elite networks can influence policy debates and philanthropic funding streams. The result can be a subtle form of gatekeeping where those most affected by injustice are invited as symbols rather than decision makers. Giridharadas invites readers to look beyond polished stages and inspirational talks and ask who controls the agenda, who benefits from the framing, and what kinds of reforms are treated as off-limits. Fourthly, the moral story of merit, how winners justify inequality while claiming virtue. The book explores the moral narrative that often accompanies extreme success, the belief that winners earned their position through talent and effort and can therefore be trusted to steward society. Giridharadas argues that this story can blur the line between achievement and entitlement, allowing elites to see themselves as both deserving beneficiaries and uniquely qualified problem solvers. Social impact projects then become a way to demonstrate goodness without interrogating how wealth and influence were accumulated. The book suggests that this mindset can produce a self-reinforcing loop. Concentration of resources enables high visibility giving and innovation, which in turn strengthens reputations and grants further access to leaders and policymakers. Meanwhile, calls for democratic checks such as stronger regulation, labor organizing, or progressive taxation may be framed as punishing success rather than correcting imbalance. The critique is not that individuals cannot do good, but that a society built around elite virtue is fragile and unequal by design. Readers are encouraged to separate personal benevolence from structural fairness and to evaluate whether proposed solutions expand rights and opportunities broadly rather than rely on the character of a few. Lastly, from charity to justice, what real change demands in a democratic society? Running through the book is a distinction between helping and changing, between acts of charity and the pursuit of justice. Girard Haradas points toward reforms that shift power, resources, and accountability, even when they conflict with elite comfort. He emphasizes that durable progress typically comes from democratic institutions, social movements, and political struggle rather than from voluntarism alone. The book calls attention to the importance of policy tools such as taxation, antitrust enforcement, public investment, campaign finance reform, and labor protections, which can address root causes instead of treating inequality as a branding challenge. It also underscores the need for voice and agency for those most affected, suggesting that solutions should be designed with communities rather than for them. The broader lesson is a framework for evaluating social impact claims. Does an initiative increase public capacity, strengthen rights, and reduce dependency on benefactors, or does it privatize governance and leave core incentives untouched? By pushing readers to ask uncomfortable questions, the book aims to shift the conversation from applauding generous winners to building fairer rules for everyone. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who follow philanthropy, tech, business leadership, or public policy, and want a sharper lens for evaluating social impact claims. It also suits activists, nonprofit professionals, students, and voters who sense that inspiring initiatives sometimes coexist too easily with worsening inequality. The benefit is practical as well as intellectual. Girard Haradas offers a framework for asking better questions about who sets agendas, which solutions are considered realistic, and whether a project changes outcomes or changes the rules. That can help readers avoid being persuaded by glossy narratives and instead look for accountability, power sharing, and structural reform. Compared to many books that either celebrate entrepreneurship as the default answer or treat elite giving as automatically virtuous, Winners Take All is worth buying because it interrogates the incentives behind elite generosity and the way prestige culture shapes acceptable ideas. It does not require cynicism to be useful. Rather, it equips readers to distinguish sincere help from reputation management and to recognize when democratic tools, not elite heroism, are what lasting progress actually demands. If you would like to support Anand Girard Haradas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.